Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. We have had some great guests this month. Last night, thank you to Mr. Glenn Scarpelli from One Day at a Time. What a great time we had, and I just fell in love with him. We could have talked for hours, but he had to have dinner. But anyway, to top it off, we've got an even more amazing guest tonight, who has been on the show many times before. He is a medium, a life coach, a healer, a motivational speaker. He's also the author of Have Your Angels Call My Angels and Angels and Answers. So tonight joining us is psychic Artie Hoffman, and he's going to be taking calls tonight and answering one question from the folks. The angels are calling him tonight, so he can't spend much time with us tonight. So without further ado, Mr. Artie Hoffman, welcome to the show, Artie. How are you?
Oh, thank you very much, Joanne. Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing really good. Life,
wonderful.
Thank God, is keeping me pretty busy. So
yeah.
It's all good. It's all good in the hood.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming back. You know, our listeners love you. I love you. You know that. And it's always a pleasure to speak with you and have you on the phone and join us. And is there anything you'd like to tell the folks out there before we get started? We, believe it or not, the board is lit up already. We've got people in the wings waiting to speak to you.
You know, I just put a you know, so many people are struggling right now with days.
Yeah.
And when you want to, when you want things to happen for yourself so badly, whether it be financially, emotionally, romance, you know, when you're living in fear, you're blocking the energy, your worries and your fears. I mean,
right.
It's understandable to be concerned, but it's very important to visualize what it is that you want. So I just created a post that people will be seeing within the next day or two on my Facebook or Instagram, and it's Artie Hoffman. It says, what you think and what you say is very important. And the power of your words, you need to feel the words that you are saying, and that is the power of prayer. So it's your thoughts, the words you say, and then you need to feel the words that you say, visualizing it. And that is how one person should really pray, whether it be for health or whether it be, like I said, romance, money, whatever it is you want. But you also need to, it's very, very important to believe in a higher source, and you know, whether it be believing God or the angels or the saints, however, because when you let go of fear and worries, I don't like the word hope. I hope I'll get in a relationship. I hope my finances improve. I don't like the word hope, because hope, that word leaves the option of failure. And so when you say, I am going to, they are going to get better, this is going to work out, that is faith. So I love the word of faith, and I don't like the word of hope. Hope is good for somebody else, meaning I hope they feel better. I hope they get better. or I hope they get the job that they're going for. So this, when it has to do with yourself, you need to take control and responsibility for what it is that you want to, or what you want, yeah, or what you want to have in life. So I am going to do this. I am going to apply for jobs. I am going to get this job. You might not, you can't change other people. So even though you might not want to leave your relationship for convenience purposes, you know, there's people stay in a relationship for emotional codependency or financial codependency.
Right.
So you might not like the circumstances with your partner. So all you could do is change what you choose to do on whether to stay or go, or to try to make things better. But if it's not being reciprocated from the other person or the situation, then it's time for you to say to yourself, is this good enough for me? Because the other person isn't budging. If the other person, after you talk to them, communicate with them, and they're willing to compromise with you feelings, then we could work something out.
Right.
But when you're yelling at each other, that's really not good communication. That's your ego expressing its anger or its frustration. That's really not communicating. When you're looking at each other or yelling at each other, calling each other names or whatever, that's not healthy. But when you're expressing, but when you're expressing how you feel or how they make you feel or what you did before hurt my feelings, or that puts me, I know what you want, but it's putting me behind the eight ball. I can't do
it.
So if somebody's not willing to understand your point of view or your position, and they're just being arrogant, and a lot of times this is kids, because we condition people like this. We condition people in our lives to be arrogant or to be very dependent on you or whatever. We condition them because we keep on accommodating them to be that way. And then all of a sudden they push and push and push, push so much that all of a sudden it's like, you know, this is ridiculous. But you've conditioned them to be that way. So now when you, things will change when you change. And when you change, you force other people no other choice but to change.
Right. You got to make it happen. You got to, like you said, manifest it. You have to make it happen.
You have to manifest. A lot of it is with attitude. You know, a lot of people say, well, what do you mean by attitude? You know, attitude are your thoughts. Like, you know, like I said, for me, the fastest way to put yourself in a really good emotional state of mind is listening to music. Upbeat, positive music, fun music, anything that makes you, just stay away from garbage music, you know? Stay away from the news. Stay away from anything that's negative, you know?
Especially depressing music, especially depressing music.
Yeah, you don't want, you want to stay away from sad songs. It's like, a lot of people say, but it relates to my feelings. Well, it might relate to your feelings, but you want to raise, if you want to raise your vibrations, you need to, like, be in a happier state of mind or being. Even if your life sucks, you know, go to the ocean, take a drive by the ocean, and just sit there in your car and read a good book, or just people watch, or just look at the ocean, or just, you know, or to go to the park and to walk around trails where there's lots of trees. Let nature nurture your heart, or go to an aquarium and let nature soothe you. But when you feed your senses, you know, whether it be by taste or smell or feelings, when you feed your senses with more positive vibrations, then you're changing the vibrations around you, and the universe will start to adjust according to what you're doing. So when I say, believe it or not, if you're feeling really, really emotionally bad, like, you know, say you just had a breakup, or God forbid somebody passes away, or you just lost your job, by putting something, the scent of smell, well, believe it or not, will take away that sting out of your gut. If you love to smell a particular flower or a particular candle, or or maybe it's the smell of the ocean, that smell will go inside your system and will help alleviate that pain that you're going through, because you're taking a negative and then bringing something positive into your system to help alleviate it. You know, some people go to food, but sometimes if you have too much of that, you know, the fun foods, then, you know, we end up, you know, turning into a Wilma. So
a Wilma. Oh, my God. Well, would you like to take our first caller? They've been holding for like 15 minutes. Would you like to talk to someone?
Sure.
And help somebody out? Let's see. I think we have Catherine. Hang on. Hi, Catherine. Is that you?
Yes. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Artie Hoffman. Do you have a question for Artie?
Yes, please. I have this project that I would like to work with either with Jared on or Bruce or Catherine or any combination thereof if we see any synergy between me and these people getting this project out there together.
Generally speaking, I hear what you're saying. But in detail, what do you mean by what project? Are you allowed to say the project, what it is? Or you say you have a project that you want to present to different companies or different people?
Different people, and to see if we can put it out into the world together.
Okay. Generally speaking, what is the project? You don't have to go detail if you don't want, but generally speaking, at least, what is the project?
It's a film. It's currently a screenplay. But it's a film project.
Okay, hold on just a second. Hold on just a second. See what the spiritual world is going to say. So what I'm getting is the person who is most... I'm going to give you an example. I'm not sure exactly who it's being connected to because my memory sucks and I don't remember all the names you just told me. But what I'm being told, I'll give you an example of what you need to do. And you'll understand it when I explain it. You'll know which person is closest to. So let's say you created a sci-fi project, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to somebody who's already produced Star Trek TV series or the movies. You want to go to somebody who's already interested, who's already been successful at accomplishing that style of screenplay, what you created. Because you're going to someplace that's very familiar to somebody who's already been successful at it. So by you going and bringing your project to someone who's already been successful in that same genre of a screenplay that you've done, they are the ones that are most likely they're going to help you or to at least lead you to exactly who or where you need to be. But not just anybody who's just, you know, has money or just who is in films. You want to be very specific with the person who you go to who's already knowledgeable at the kind of story that they have already created and done. You understand that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because this is the person who would be most interested because they're already of that mindset and they've already accomplished it. You don't want to listen to people's devil's advocate advice and, oh, you should do this and you should go. Stop listening to everybody's bull crap. You want to talk to somebody who's already been there and done that. Somebody who's already got experience with it, and everybody else like, oh, yeah, you know, I got news for you. The Beatles, you know, the Beatles is the Beatles. You know, they were turned down seven times. Seven different producers turned them down when they first started.
Right.
Wow.
You know, and the same thing with Journey. Journey was turned down by a few producers, and so they had to produce their own album. They had to produce their own first album until, you know, somebody – you know, just because you hear no's from somebody, you got to be able to take rejection. It doesn't mean that your project isn't good enough to be out there.
That's right.
You just
got
to be able to be there with somebody who could appreciate what you've manifested, what you created.
Right. If I could chime in, Art, I'm sorry. If people do tell you no, don't give up. Keep going. You know, like he said, the Beatles were turned down so many times. Just keep going. Don't, you know, you have to be able to have thick skin and accept rejection, you know?
Yeah, Yes, indeed.
You know,
yeah.
but you want to be with the people who already know what they're doing. It's like taking, you have this awesome, funny comedy film, and you don't go to a producer who's used to doing Alfred Hitchcock movies.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that helps you, Catherine.
I feel very confident. I feel very confident that your project can, and I use this very specifically, that it can manifest itself, but you just got to bring it to the right person and not just – a lot of people will just blow smoke up your ass and yeah.
Right.
But like I said, you know, just because you hear somebody say no, you're – anytime somebody gives you a no, if anything, that should fuel your fire even more.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me I can't and consider it done.
Right.
Right.
Listen to those words I just said to you. I wrote a song. That was the name of the song for my second wife. And she was stubborn as can be. And she was the type of person, you tell me I can't consider it done, I will do it. I will prove.
Hmm.
Awesome. Yes. Oh, that's so inspiring.
Well,
good
luck, Catherine, and thank you so much for calling in, and we wish you the best. And
it to happen.
Right.
Don't hope for it to happen. You've got to will it to happen. You've got to visualize it, and you've got to, you know, in your actions and everything, you put it out there, and it's going to happen.
Yay. Indeed.
Well, good luck, Catherine. Thank you so much for calling in. You take care and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, both of you, so very much.
All right.
You're
take
welcome.
Care. Bye-bye. All right, Artie, we got a caller from the 845 area code. They've been holding for 20 minutes. Let's see who we got on the line. Let's see. Hold on. It's connecting. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Artie Hoffman. What's your question for Artie, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Maria. I call you from New York.
Hey, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
How are you? Thank you for taking me. The question is I going to receive as soon as settlement? Yeah, I want to buy a property in Italy.
Oh.
You want to buy a property in Italy, and you want to know if this is going to happen soon?
Yeah, I got to receive a settlement.
Do you already have a specific piece of property you're looking at?
I got to look. But first, I want
you
to
still,
get it.
You still have to look?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like you're going to end up buying a piece of property of somebody who already, I'll give you an example. Let's say somebody you know owns a house, all right? They own a house, and right next to their house is an open lot. It's an open piece of property. It's someone who is going to be selling off a lot is already a part of them. Like, it's like, say they own 2 acres. They're staying in their acre, but they're going to sell off the acre that's right next to them. So I see you purchasing a piece of property that's already connected to somebody who is already staying there. It's just they have an open lot or a house that they own that's right next to them that you're going to end up purchasing.
I see.
Do you understand that?
Yes. You see,
I feel like it's probably going to happen. I feel like it's probably going to happen during the summertime.
Yes. Okay. I was asking, you see, I'm going to get it sooner the settlement.
Say what?
When do you see her getting her settlement?
Getting her settlement for what?
Well, that's what she's waiting for to buy the house, she said, is a settlement from a lawsuit, I guess. That's what
okay.
I think I heard
well,
Maria say.
Okay. Well, if anything, like I said, I saw the purchase in July. So I see it in the summertime. So if it's not this summertime, it will be next summertime. But I see it during the summertime. I'm not sure on the year, but I do feel like it will happen in the month of July when it does happen. So, it will happen in the month of July.
Oh, boy. Well, good luck, Maria. Good luck.
Thank you very, very much. God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, ciao,
thank
Bella.
You, thank you. Yeah, let us know. Let us know how
okay.
you make it out.
Take
thank
care.
You.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, who we got here now? We got a 862 number. Let's see who we got here. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Artie Hoffman. You have a question for Artie?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was me or not.
Yeah, 862. Who's this?
Renee.
Hey, Renee. You're on with Artie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your question for Artie, hon?
I literally have almost the same question as the lady before. Does he see me buying my own house?
There's what?
Do you see me buying my own house?
Hold on. I want to look at the angel cards.
Okay.
And see what they have to say. Renee, do we see her? Do we see her buying her own house? What are the blocks, Renee? I'm seeing nothing but blocks. You being blocked from doing that.
Really?
I feel like you're getting a strong resistance of you owning your own house, of you trying to get your own house, or there's a resistance. There's a strong block.
It's probably because of my credit. I'm working, I'm trying to fix it.
Yeah, because you're going to need help because I see nothing but resistance around. And you have to be very proactive at fixing your credit for that to even happen. And if you, it's not going to happen just out of left field or by the good grace of God. It's going to take you being very proactive. And if I were you, I would go to somebody who handles learning how to clean or get your credit score better so that you do have a chance. But I feel like there's somebody by the name of Francesca, Frank. It's F-R. There's an F-R-N that I feel like this person is going to help you for you to purchase a house. It's going to take a little time, but you need to clean up your credit first. And I feel like, yeah, it was all your self-sabotaging that you did that got you in that position.
Okay.
So is it possible? Listen, anything is possible, but you need to speak with a financial advisor or somebody very specific who knows how to help you clean up the credit and listen to what they have to say. And it's going to take about probably a good couple of years for you to – at least a good couple of years for you to clean up your credit and then to build up enough money for you to, you know, have your own place. But you're going to have to save up your money. You have to be, like, very – you got to do better with the way you spend or save money. And I know it's tough because you only make so much, so – and.
Right.
But there is government programs that help people, you know, purchase homes for the first time or to get special help, was that Section 8s or whatever, for people trying to buy their first home who don't have much income. So, you know.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, there's Section 8. There's HUD, I think, is another one. HUD, right? I don't know.
Yeah, so they help people, but before you qualify for something like that or to even be considered, you really have to clean up your credit score so that you could be strongly considered. So you're gonna it's gonna take a couple of years though, but it's doable. It's just that you're gonna have to be really conscientious about it.
Well, let me ask your question too. What do you see like with my health? Is my health a burden to this too, or?
Oh yeah, it's the stress of it all. The stress is what's killing you.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I can't go more in detail than that. You know, if you wanted to, see, I do private sessions, right? I do private sessions, and I could give extreme details and really get into it, you know, and I'll explain to you my rates and how I operate. You know, if people called me, you know, if you want to write this down, it's 732 778.
Wait, let me just get a pen.
All right.
Okay.
So it's 732-778-7173.
Okay.
732-778-7173. Or you could email me, ArtieHoffman@gmail. And I'll go into, like, real detail and see details of what people or what, you know, what situations. And I do everything. I mean, I am a medical intuitive. I didn't go to Yale or Harvard. Hell, I didn't even go to college. But I get answers medically and legally and all that other – and relationships and all that other stuff. There's no topic
right.
that I can't touch. But that's because the spiritual world gives me all the answers. It's like it's like looking at the back of the book. I go to the answers in the back of the book, and that's by the spiritual world.
Yeah, the cliff notes.
yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. Or you could just go to ArtieHoffman@gmail. So ArtieHoffman@gmail, ArtieHoffman@gmail, and I'll respond to you. And I'll, like I said, we could do a private session. I'll give you details of what anybody wants to know.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much for calling in,
Renee. Okay, thank you. Have a good night. Take care. Thanks so much. Okay, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller is a 504 area code. Let's see. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Artie Hoffman. What's your name and what's your question for Artie?
Hi, this is Debbie, and I would like to know about my next job.
Okay. Did you already start your other job? Did you already apply for another job?
Not yet. I'm looking around.
Okay. I just needed to know whether if you were, because I wasn't sure the way you said your thing. I wasn't sure if you were asking me. That's why I say you got to be very specific and detailed with your questions. I wasn't sure if you were. I mean, I understand it now, but I just for the listening audience. I wasn't sure if you already got the job and you wanted to know what was going to happen with the job, but you're in a situation where you want to know, is there another job coming your way?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I left one, and it was pretty dramatic. I just did kind of like one for Christmas, but it wasn't like long-term. So I'm looking for a fun, fulfilling job.
Okay. Hold on. Well, let's see. Other than pole dancing, I'm only kidding. Hold on.
I wouldn't want to see that.
You're the type of person that really enjoys helping out other people, I get.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. You're able to drive, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you have your own vehicle and stuff. Have you ever thought about starting your own business, starting your own service, and helping out other people and either pick up their kids or drive them to their doctors or, like, be the pinch hitter?
That I haven't thought of.
Because you're really good, or whether it be something like home health care, because I see you take a lot of sense of pride by helping out other people and you setting out your own business. I feel like that's where you would actually be happier working for yourself than working for someone else, you know? So what it is that you're really good at, you know, when you put the word out there to other people on whatever it is that you feel that you could fulfill their dream, you know, fulfill their void, that you're able to help them out, you know, because you like talking to people, you like being at different places all the time, and you don't like, I feel like you don't like just staying or going to the exact same place all the time. You like to be either peopled or are, like I said, going from one place to another. And it could also be transport, like I said, transporting people or or being doing something with home health care or helping families with special needs kids, or just something where you're making a positive difference in people's daily lives.
Okay.
Is where I feel. What kind of a job did you have before?
I was in sales, and I enjoyed it, but I had a jealous manager, and she kind of set me up, pulled herself down, but me too. And before that, I was in television.
Hold on.
I liked it. I just didn't like the negativity there.
Well, yeah,
that's every job. That's every job.
True.
Every job. It's all politics.
It was bad, though.
No,
I still
feel like there's a for because in that atmosphere, it's like working for Hollywood in a sense. There's so many snakes in Hollywood and so much politics in Hollywood that, you know, they make it difficult to, like, really enjoy it. You know, even doing something with wait and see. I really do. I feel like you're going to end up being in your own business on some
level.
Great. I feel like that's going to be your happiness. And I feel like coming up with a very creative name and getting a website and following, I feel like it's something that you feel very comfortable with, that you're going to end up manifesting your own. And I feel like you're going to come up with the idea within 3 days, within two
that's
or three
awesome.
Days.
That's awesome.
It's
okay.
Just going to come to you. And but I feel like this is a business. It's something that you've always wanted to do. And I feel like it's something you've always been thinking about, even while working for other people. You're saying, you know, I should be doing this and I should be doing that. But I can't fully pinpoint it, but I just believe in my heart and soul that you belong in your own business. And it has to do with you being at different places. And it could be a delivery service of some sort. But like I said, you know, it could be delivering medical supplies or delivering legal documents or bringing people from one place to another. But it's just like, so long as you're not stagnant and just being in one place, then you'll be happy and then being people.
Right. Okay.
But
okay.
It'll make sense within 3 days. You'll see.
There
oh,
you
that's
go.
Awesome.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling and good luck.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, Artie, we've got one more on the hold here. Let's see who we got from the 646 area. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Artie Hoffman. Do you have a specific question for Artie, and what's your name?
Hi, Joe. It's Poonam. How are you?
Oh, it's Poonam, Artie. You know Poonam.
Yes.
Poonam.
You've
Poonam.
Spoken to her before, yes.
Yes, I was the one so. you remembered Vienna about.
I remembered what?
Vienna, that song.
Oh, Vienna by Billy Joel.
Yes. Anyways, I just wanted to thank you because you gave me some great advice the last time, and it did come through. I did get I got married right after you told me.
Yay!
Thank you. And so my question now is, so my spouse is in another country, so I did the sponsorship for him. So I wanted to know how long it's going to take for him to be here with me.
How long is it going to take until what?
For him to come to the U.S.
I have a feeling it's not going to be for a couple of years yet.
Years? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How long does it normally take?
Well, it usually takes, but because of COVID, they said a year, 11 to 15 months.
So maybe you already.
Yeah, I feel. I have a feeling it's going to be longer than that, and I feel like the political circumstances are going to change with certain bylaws. Listen, I hope I'm wrong, and he's here by next week, but. You know,
well, you haven't been wrong
I just
so
feel,
far, so.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be more towards the latter. And listen, just make sure you pay your phone bill so you could FaceTime all the time.
Can you see, so you just think it's the political issues and not anything else?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Because rules are going to change. The rules are going to change. Yeah. I hope I'm wrong, and I really do. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope it happens much sooner. But, you know, while I'm listening to your voice, I literally hear a voice in my head that says 2 years. So, you know.
Oh, my Lord.
But
I hope you're wrong, too.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I mean, put it this way. I got good news and bad news. The good news is I'm not right 100% of the times. The bad news is I'm right most of the time.
Well, I know you're right most of the time because you've been right with me before. So.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, keep your thoughts positive. You are going to be together. That's the good news. That's the real good news. You are going to be together. I just feel like it's going to happen a little later than sooner, but. But just keep your thoughts positive. And but it has to do something with the political rules changing.
Mm-hmm.
What country is he in?
South America, Guyana.
Oh, I was here in Guatemala, but it was close with the lettering. So, all righty.
But it's going to work out, yeah, with us?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
You don't sound so positive about that.
No, you know why? Because I'm in a zone and I'm trying to see more other than I'm trying not to give you just generalizations. So I'm in a zone and you know, I get thoughts and messages in my head and I don't always understand the detail of it. Hold on a second, because I'm going to look at these angel cards and see what they have to say in regards. What's his first name?
Vicky.
I'm sorry?
Vicky.
Vicky?
Yeah, Vicky.
With a V. Vicky?
With the V, yes. With the V.
Okay, sorry, you're so low. You're talking quiet, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Vicky.
Vicky.
All right.
It's Mr. Poonam.
Okay, so what I'm getting is that you're actually not on the same page. This relationship, you're going to be content with it. You're not going to be overzealous. His way of thinking, his way of doing things, his values with life and everything are different than yours. And I feel like to make this work, you're the one that's going to have to be flexible to make this work. So that's kind of what I'm getting. And there's always circumstances involved. Like, I don't know, your viewpoint and his viewpoint, I have a feeling it's going to take communication to be able to really understand one another. Like, you know, your feelings about how you feel about something. And that, you know, it's very important that the two of you take both each other's points of views with consideration and not just, it's got to be just my way. Because I see you being very bendable and you're very nice. And I have a feeling like he's going to be more like, well, I want to do with what I want, or this is what we should do, or that it's going to be a relationship of just contentment, but not overzealous. It might be like that at first because it's fresh and new, but
for both
and
of us?
You do share certain things in common, but I'm going to look at the angel cards again, but Let me see what they say.
Well, there's a lot of adjustment involved. You know, I mean, the two of you are living separate countries. And then when he does live here, it's going to be a big adjustment for both of you because you'll be together 24/7. You know.
There's definitely going to be, you know, adjustment as far as learning each other's style of play, what makes you happy, what makes him happy. You know, as far as what you think is common sense, he's going to be like, what are you talking about? Common sense isn't so common anymore. So
that's the truth.
You know, but there's, but it's going to be a growing experience for the both of you in this relationship. It's not going to be like automatically the two of you are on the same wavelength and that, you know.
Okay. But it's going to work out, though.
One's going to be more responsible than the other, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just talk about life and what you think is important and your family values and his family values and what's important, you know, like try to develop a plan so that things just don't go a bust. Don't just automatically assume I will just wing it and then when we get together we'll just, but you know, it's like you want to know how the other person is thinking about all different topics, because I feel like you know, you might not be on the same page as far as what you think about certain topics, you know, whether it be about politics, whether it be about health, whether it be about families, whether it be about monies and, you know, what you'd like to do, what you want to, but talk in reality, not like, oh yes, I would like for the two of us to be on a house on the water and we'll retire. Like, how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
You know, you want to have a specific detailed plan so that you can make your thoughts into reality. You know, the difference between wanting and desire, there's a big difference. Wanting is just a thought. That's all it is. Wanting is a thought. I want us to get together. I want us to get along. I want us to live a very comfortable, happy life. So, all right, so it's a thought. So desire, create your reality. So everything that you say you want, if you want it to become your physical reality, if you want it to become your desire, then you need to, like, really, you know, pull your monies together and get your resources together with support with family and friends or work or whatever. And you want to, like, really work on it and not just talk about it. If you're just talking about it, it's just talk. It's nothing. It's just you're wanting it, but you're not really doing anything much about it. So talk about the plans in detail and specifically, not like fantasy. It's like, oh, yeah, when you get here, we're going to move to Hawaii, and then we're going to live happily ever after on the ocean. It's like, no, you're not. Talk more reality with him.
I just thought about something. So you said 2 years. We've been together for 2 years. So is that maybe add to the 2 years, you see?
Together for two. Well, when you asked me the question, that's where I was coming from.
Oh, okay.
There are circumstances that are gonna change. That's gonna delay the process, I feel.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm not 100% on everything I say. I'm right most of the time, but that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, I really hope. In this case, I will say hope. I hope that you could prove me wrong, but that's what I'm saying. And I need for you to see everyone who's listening, I promise you, you're going to think this is a really, really cool movie. And the name of the movie is called Life or Something Like It.
Okay.
And it's with Angela Jolie and this other great actor. I think his name is Ed Burroughs. Great movie. I love it. I love it. And it's about a guy who makes predictions. All right. He's a famous actor also. I just forgot his name. Trey's a street person. And so Angela Jolie, who is a camera lady, who is a newswoman, she's told to do a report on this guy, and she really doesn't want to. She says, you're kidding me? This is the kind of project you're giving me? And he makes some really wild predictions to her, and that's what the whole movie is about, his predictions. And she starts freaking out about certain things. But I don't want to give it away, but – it's really, really cool.
Life or Something Like It
with Angela Jolie. And you're going to love it. It was made, like, I think in the 1980s, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe around 2000. I don't know. It was made a long time ago. Maybe I think.
I have to check it out. It sounds interesting. I have to check it out. It sounds interesting.
Very interesting movie. So the reason why I say that is because he makes some outlandish predictions, and she said, no way, no way, no way. No way is this going to, no way. And then sure as shit, then all of a sudden magic happens. So, but
I hope you're wrong this time. I've never wished you be wrong, but this time I hope you are. But don't worry, I'll call back and let you know.
I will be happy if I'm wrong.
Let us know for sure.
But look at the movie. There's a reason why I told you to see that movie, Life or something like it.
I hope Netflix has it. I'm going to check it out.
Very entertaining.
Sounds
good. So like I said, just be very proactive on how you choose to do things together as a couple, and you're not just talking, just fantasy talk or whatever. Like, have a specific plan and to get things lined up. But like I said, I have a feeling that what your values are, what his values are, could be a little different than one another. But it'll be a little challenging, but doable. It'll be workable. But you're going to need patience, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, everything is worth having is worth, you know, working hard for.
That's
right.
True.
If you want something bad enough, then you'll be patient and you'll stay focused and you work things through. You know, not everything is peaches and cream, you know. So, but it's, you know, life circumstances just happen in life. And things happen, like, you know, things could always start off wonderful in a relationship, but, you know, it's, like I said, everyone knows relationships are challenging. It's great when everything goes great, you know, but people's values when they first start off, it's interesting because when people say the words, you know, I love you, or I'll always be with you till death. So many circumstances get involved. You can't promise. The reality is you can't promise anybody anything for the future because you don't know what the future holds. Well, I do, but most people don't know. Yeah. But you don't know what the future holds. So when you say, I promise you, I will be with you forever and ever, but would you be with the person if you found out that he turned into a thief or he was cheating on you? It's like, you know, but you made a promise that you would be loyal and safe, but there's no guarantees of anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right, anything could happen.
Tomorrow is promised no one. As Tom Jones would say in one of his songs, tomorrow is promised no one, and that's really true. But I could promise you I will always do my best. I can promise you I will always do my best. Or I promise you I already did that. Or I promise you I am going to do, you know, you can't promise someone the future, but you can promise them that you could do your best. You promise them what your intentions are. You know, it makes me laugh when somebody says, oh, will you come to my party? And they'll say, I promise you I'll be there, or I wouldn't miss it for the world. That is such a poor statement. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Like if there was an earthquake going on, like, don't worry, I'll still be at your party. Or if you get sick, don't worry, I'll still be at your party. I wouldn't miss it for the world. That's such a shallow statement. It really is. It's a romantic statement, you know, but it's not a reality statement.
Oh, well. Well, Poonam, thank you so much for calling, and we appreciate you listening.
I wish you all the best, my love. I really do. I wish you lots of love and health and happiness. And, you know, I'm not saying it's all bad. All I'm going to say is that it's going to be a little challenging, and you're just going to have some patience. You're going to need some patience, but, you know, it's the angel of contentment came up when I was looking at the cards for you. You're just going to have to learn to balance each other's values out and what's important to you and what's important to him.
Okay. Well, thank you, Artie. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your help with getting understanding on this.
Yeah, be very specific with what it is the two of you want in life and what you want for each other and what you're willing to do for it. And not just talk, but be reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yep, sure does. Thank you, Joel. Love you.
Oh, well, thank you
all
for
right,
calling. And
take
I know
care.
You love Artie, so we appreciate you calling in. And you take care, and we stay in touch.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know what, Art? I think she got married based on the last reading you gave her when she called here. you remember her? She's called in several times. I remember her name. Yeah, she's called in several times to speak to you when you've been on the show.
Okay.
Yeah. And you did tell her. You did tell her she was going to get married, and she did. I remember that.
Right.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, like, I don't, you know what? I read for thousands of people, literally. So
right.
I don't
remember
anything I say to anybody. So, the only time I remember stories of the past of what I read for is when people, because you have to understand, I'm in a zone when I'm reading for people, so I'm in a different state of mind.
Right.
So the only reason why I remember stories of things that I've already said is when I'm in a conscious state of mind and you say, hey, Artie, remember you said this and you said that? No, but what happened? And they tell me what happened, and then I'll remember that because I'm in the normality state of mind. I'm not in the spiritual state of mind. So it's different. And most psychics will tell you that their memory sucks because we don't want to become emotionally attached to everybody who we read because then we're making their garbage or their challenges in our life, in our energy, and we can't afford to do that. So for us to be good, we're in the moment with them, and then once we're finished, we detach, and then we're, you know, we just do our thing.
Right.
You know, but it's really cool. I mean, I'm amazed by a lot of things that I call in the future, but, you know, it's because the spiritual world gives me all the answers. It's like, you know, I'm just good at receiving messages from the other side. So that's what I'm good at, you know, as far as just simply knowing it. I didn't for everybody. I didn't create the book of life for each individual. God did that, but or people did that for themselves. But they just open up and they just tell me. Just because I'm a psychic doesn't mean no psychic knows everything, because nobody's supposed to know everything about their life, because then it would take away the challenges of life, which then would stop you from spiritually growing. So, I mean, we still have to make decisions in life. You know, we still have to make decisions, and we have to learn to live with the decisions that we make.
Right.
You know, we have to learn from that experience.
Right. Well,
so,
well.
But if
I'm sorry.
You know, so
I'm going to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I get frustrated. I'll give you an example. There was a lady one time who came in to see me for a reading, and she gave me a picture, because when I communicate to people's deceased loved ones, when they see me in person, or even over the phone, they would text me a picture. They show me a picture of the person. They said, Art, the girl said, Art, what do you see with this person? And so I was communicating to her boyfriend, and she said, you told me 6 months ago that him and I were going to be together forever and that he was my soulmate. And he died a few months after you gave me that reading. And you told me that we were going to be together forever. And I was really, really angry and upset with the spiritual world. I was very upset because I said, why would you give me that answer for me to give to her? And it's like, you know, because I believe in everything that I say to people. It's called blind faith. That's what a psychic does.
But they are going to be together forever and you know, in spirit, you know, and in heart. And, you know, so you really didn't give disinformation, you know.
But it was the information. But, yeah, that's true. But the thing is, but we meant it in the physical sense, because she said, right, how's this relationship going to work? And I said, oh, you'll be sharing your lives together forever and stuff. And I'm sure he is sharing his life from the spiritual world with her, but that wasn't the intent, that they were
got
physically going to always be together. So anyway, I stood there in front of her for about 30 seconds, and I asked the spiritual world, and I was very upset. I was very angry and very upset with the spiritual world that was the answer that I gave her. And so they gave me the answer. So you think you want to know everything. You think you want to know everything about your life, and you really don't. And so after she made that statement to me, I said, give me a few seconds. And I stood there in front of her for about 30 seconds, and I looked at her, and I said, let me ask you something. I said, how was the last 4 months, 4 or 5 months of your life with him? How was those last 4 or 5 months when you saw me before and after you saw me, 4 or 5 months, however long he lived, how were those times that you were with him? She goes, it was the best time of my life. And she said, we laughed every day. We saw each other every day. We made love like countless times. She goes, it was literally the best time of my life. It was great. I said, so if I told you that he only had 5 or 6 months to live after you, how would you feel? She goes, oh my God. She goes, I'd be crying every day. I'd be upset. I wouldn't be able to live. I wouldn't be able to function. I said, so what would you have rather have? Would you rather have me tell you that, or would you rather not know and you had those beautiful 5 or 6 months together?
That's true.
The spiritual world, even though they didn't give me the accurate information that I wanted to give to her, but there was a reason for it. There was a reason for it. She was not meant to know that, because it would have ruined the quality of both their lives, not to mention everybody else who knows them. People think, let me know when I'm going to die. It's like, you don't want to know when you're going to die. And you're not only is it going to affect you, like if I said to you, oh, yeah, Joanne, and this is not a prediction, I'm just making a point. So if I said to you, Joanne, enjoy your life, because you have about another 9 months to go, then you're finished. You're going to be going over on the other side. And you go, all right, well, I might as well create my bucket list now. But do you know how it's going to affect everybody else that is connected with you, that is personally connected with you, and how it's going to affect their life? And then knowing the day before you die, when you know that you're going to die, then all of a sudden, you think you want to know everything. In reality, you don't. See, now as a psychic, yes, I can make predictions, and I tell people stuff that will benefit them. You know, I'm telling her to prepare herself for some rain that's going to come, but it doesn't mean you can't have a good time outside. All I'm saying is, if you're going to be outside, bring the umbrella, because it is going to be a rainy day, but bring the umbrella. It doesn't mean that you can't last the rain. You can't, you know, so, but there will be, their wavelength is like I said, I feel like is a little different than one another's, but you know, as far as their values or what they like or what they want or whatever, you know, because a lot of times each relationship holds its different merit. In other words, what's cool in your relationship with your partner might not be cool in my relationship. What you allow to happen in your relationship between the two of you, you have that understanding. You're totally cool with it. Whereas with me and my partner, there's just no way that would fly. So I'll give you an example. So in one relationship, it's totally okay to have friends of the opposite sex. You know, the girl in the relationship it's totally okay. You could have guy friends. And so long as they're friends, that's fine. And the girl for the guy, you could have female friends. That's totally cool. But you go to another relationship, there is no freaking way are they ever going to have a close relationship with somebody of the opposite sex without me knowing, unless if it's a relative or somebody from there that they both personally know. You can't have other opposite sex friends. So for some people, couples, it's cool, and other people it's not. Everybody has different values or what's cool with boundaries, and every relationship is different. Every relationship is different, what's cool and what's not cool. So, and I just feel like they're going to have some a few challenges as far as discovering boundaries with one another, as far as what's cool and what's not cool.
Right. You know? Well, listen, I know you have a tight schedule, but we have one more caller. You want to take one more before we head out?
Yeah, I'll take one more caller. Yeah, before I go.
All right, hon. Here we go. Let's see what we got. Hold on. Let's connect here. Hey, hold on. It's connecting. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Artie Hoffman. What's your name and what's your question for Artie?
Hey, this is Desmond. How y'all doing this evening?
Hi, Desmond.
What's your name?
How are you? Desmond.
Desmond. How you doing, Desmond?
All right. My question, what do you see between me and my female friend, Robin, happening in the next couple of months?
Okay, hold on. Desmond and Robin. I'm looking at my angel cards right now and see where this one's going. Desmond, I actually think like this one could work out. I feel like your relationship with your female friend, I feel like so long as you play your cards smooth with her and you don't force anything, and you're just your natural self, so long as you're allowing yourself to trust one another and that you don't jump the gun on one another, I feel like everything would be cool. I really do.
Okay.
What would ruin the relationship? If you allow trust issues to get involved within your relationship, that's the only thing. As far as the personalities, as far as getting along with one another, as far as it would be cool. It would just be if one of you went AWOL and became obsessed with jealousies or trust issues. You just need to learn to trust each other, and I feel like that's the only thing that would screw you guys up. And if you could just learn to just fully trust each other, no matter what, then you're cool. But if you're going to play snoop, if you're going to like feel like you have to snoop on them and check them out, and she's checking you out or you're checking her out, and you're, it's all about the self-respect. So long as you can respect each other and honor each other's honored each other's trust, you're totally going to be cool. If you could allow her just to be her and she could allow you just to be you, the two of you will totally, totally be cool. But if you become jealous or obsessive, you're going to lose it. Or she's going to lose you, one or the other.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like the dynamics of your relationship is really cool. Just have fun. And at times, if one of you can't make it, like, you know, you set out plans, we're supposed to go out Friday night, and for some reason it didn't happen, or Saturday night or whatever, and the other one says, oh, I'm sorry, I got sick, or I got to do this, or I promise this, just say, all right, no problem. But if you make it like a big thing, then, again, you're going to kind of taint. You got to learn to, like, go with the flow with each other and just, you know, just like, you know, let go of the expectations. That's another killer in relationships, when you set your super goals high. I'll give you an example. I was supposed to take my daughter out for Valentine's Day for lunch. And, you know, she said, okay. I said, okay. You know, we made the plans out. And in the 11th hour, she says, Dad, I'm not feeling good. She goes, I can't go. She goes, I'm not, you know. I said, all right, honey, I hope you feel better. Take care. I didn't say, well, no, come on. What do you mean? I mean, granted, it's my daughter. It's not a lover. But still, the bottom line is if somebody has to work late or they're not feeling well, you got to be cool about it. You got to say, all right, well, listen, I hope you feel better. And, you know, I'll call you a little later and let me know how you're making out. You know, you want to be chill pill with each other, and things will work out with you guys.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't want to rush it, because I know she just starting to get over her past relationship, so I didn't want to be too pushy or nothing, so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, just be cool with each other. Just enjoy each other's company, and Don't compare this relationship to other relationships. It's one of the biggest mistakes that people make. They take the garbage from their past relationship and they dump it into the new relationship. And all your insecurities of your past relationship, they end up screwing up the relationship that they're in now based on what other people did in their past. It has nothing to do with this new person. But if you take the old garbage and bring it into the new, you're going to screw it up.
Right, right.
Leave the past in the past. Learn from it. Don't repeat it. Learn from the past. Don't repeat it.
Take it slow and chill it out, like you already said. Be chilled.
Okie dokie. Do that.
All right.
Go.
Good luck with everything.
Good luck, Desmond. Thanks for so much for calling in, and take it easy.
I appreciate the reading. Thanks.
All right. Good
you
night, honey.
It.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, boy. Artie, you are hot tonight, I'm telling you. So real quick, I know you got to run, so let everybody know where they can get your books. Have your angels call my angels, Angels and Answers, and give out that phone number again because I don't want to give out your personal number.
Yeah, if you want to reach me for a personal reading, a personal private reading, and you're allowed to record your session too, any reader who ever tells you that you can't record it, I really wouldn't trust that person too much. That means either they're saying something devious to you or they're afraid that they're going to be wrong. I tell everybody, record your sessions, you know. So you're allowed to record your session. So if you want to communicate to a deceased loved one or you want to know about your relationship or about your personal life or love life, whatever, give me a call at 732-778-7173. 732-778-7173, or you could just email me artiehoffman@gmail.com, and we'll make something happen. And if you want to purchase my books, I promise you, those two books, they're very easy read books. They're very easy read books, and I talk about a lot of deep subjects about life, about God, about relationships, about a lot of things, and you're going to have a lot of aha moments, and you're going to say, wow, this guy really touched my soul, and that's what those two books are about. So if you go to ArtieHoffman.com, Amazon.com, you could order my books, and I'm just as accurate over the phone as I am in person because I'm located in Central Jersey. I also have a Facebook Live show every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
I was going to ask, you haven't reached out to me to let me know what's going on. Are you still doing that?
Yeah. 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you go to Artie Hoffman's Angels and Answers, Artie Hoffman's Angels and Answers. I do free psychic readings or mediumship readings for that hour. And, and I have my assistant Mona Lisa with me. It's a lot of fun because I joke around a lot too during the show besides giving answers. So it's very
a lot of
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll give you awareness and clarity and all that good stuff and all. So don't worry, you'll have an ace in the hole. You have an already in your pocket, in your back pocket for you.
And he also does, group readings like parties too, right?
I do already parties. So I'll travel. If you want a piece of me, you want to have a piece of me, you could have me at your house. And
you
I'll
want
be
a
for
piece
your friends
of
and
me?
At your house. You want a piece of me? I call them arty parties.
Yes.
Psychic arty parties. So if you have a fundraiser or if you want to have your own private party, I read for your friends and family. It could be in a group where everyone's in the same room, or they could be individual readings.
Right.
And again, we just need a private room, a table, two chairs, and a box of tissues, and we're good to go. And then I'll give you my rates and all when you call up. So.
Right. Excellent. Well, Mr. Hoffman.
Thank you for so much.
My honey bunny, Artie, I love you. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. I love when you come on. Everybody loves when you come on, and it's just great. You're inspiring. You help people out, and I just love it to death, and everybody loves that you're on the show and they can reach out to you, and the fact that you do it for free is just amazing, and I appreciate it, and so do they, and just thank you so much, honey. I appreciate it.
Well, I love you too, and thank you so much for having me on your show, Joe.
Oh, thank you. Have a good night. Have a great weekend. Everybody, Artie Hoffman, go check him out, artiehoffman.com, Angels and Answers on Facebook on Sundays at 8 p.m. And you could email him, artiehoffman@gmail.com, or call him directly, 732-778-7173. And if you liked what you heard here, you'll get even more if you talk to him personally. So give it a chance, folks.
And I do have an Instagram. Artie Hoffman. So every single morning I have new inspirational messages, again, for free that I send out to the public on my Facebook, Artie Hoffman, or on my Instagram. You'll get inspirational messages every single day.
Nice. Well, Art, thank you so much, honey. Have a good night. Thank you. I love you. I'll see you. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you too.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Artie Hoffman, everybody. Thank you. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that, especially those who called in. Artie's really a nice guy. And again, the fact that he comes on the show and does that for free for me and for you is just amazing. And again, I appreciate it so much. He's a really nice guy. And I haven't had a party, well, with the pandemic, I mean, I've had a few psychic parties at my house, and everybody loves them. Loves them. It's a great way to get together, and everybody gets a, well, the way I do it when I have them is, you know, I have the psychic come, Artie, and we enjoy ourselves with some little appetizers and some cocktails, and then everyone goes private room and gets their private personal reading, and everybody just comes out like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And, you know, sometimes he touches on lost loved ones, and depends on what comes across when you're sitting with him actually in a personal reading. So, yeah, they're a lot of fun. And with the pandemic, we haven't been able to do that. And the last one I had, oh, my God, when was that? I don't know. Oh, my God. I've had a couple because they're a lot of fun, and everybody loves them. They love to do it. And so thank you again, Artie. I appreciate it. And folks, he's got two books out, Have Your Angels Call My Angels and Angels and Answers. And he's a medium, life coach, a healer, and a motivational speaker as well. And you can email him directly, as he said, at artiehoffman@gmail.com, or go to artiehoffman.com. And also on Facebook, he does the Sunday night 8 p.m. readings for free. You just go to Facebook and then type in Angels and Answers or Artie Hoffman. And as he's doing the live readings, you type in the what you want to know. And Mona Lisa, his assistant, will read your question or whatever you want to know to Artie, and he'll give the answer directly to you during the live session. So can't see you, only your what you type, but you can see Artie, and he just speaks to you live. And great guy. I love him to death. So again, go check it out if you want to do a Artie party. They're a lot of fun. Maybe once this pandemic, or maybe with the nicer weather, we'll be able to do it when people could be outside and stuff. You know, I'll have another one. It's been a while since I've had one. God, it's been a couple of years between the pandemic and everything. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed tonight. And I hope you guys enjoyed last night. Last night was a lot of fun with Glenn Scarpelli, actor Glenn Scarpelli, probably mostly known to folks from One Day at a Time. But he's done just about everything in his life, and he's loving life right now. He's just living the life to the fullest out in Sedona, Arizona, and beautiful place too. I love it there. I'm hoping to get out there soon as well. And so we had a great time last night. And so I think we have a Sunday night. Do we have a show Sunday? I know it's the weekend. And oh, crap. You know what I forgot? I forgot to send over a guest calendar to be added for President's Day, which is Monday. Yeah, Sunday on the 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern, we've got actress and author, Blanca Blanco, and she's got a new book out, and we're going to talk about her book, her career, and of course, everything in relation to what she's gone through in her life to get to where she is, a young Hispanic who has succeeded in the United States, and just a phenomenal story. So we're going to talk about that. And then we've got Reverend Dr. Reverend Sujay on President's Day at 9 p.m. Eastern. And she's got a new book out as well. And we're going to talk to her. And on the 23rd of February at 9 p.m., we've got singer-songwriter Francesca Vega. And we'll be playing some new music. So I hope you guys are having a great evening. It is Friday, kicking off the weekend, a long weekend. I know I've got a nice long weekend. I took today off from work, so I was able to rest a little bit. And I've got Monday off, and I'm going to relax this weekend and just rest this body. It needs it. And I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. And a happy President's Day. And we will be here on President's Day at 9 p.m. Eastern. And with that, let's close it with, you know what? I don't know. Should I do weekend? I don't know. Should we do weekend? I was thinking, since Artie's considered a magic man to people, we play Magic Man by heart by heart, which sounded great. And I love the bass in that, too. And so, all right. We'll see you guys on Sunday with Blanca Blanco, 9 p.m. Eastern. So have a good night. Artie Hoffman, thank you so much. Take care, everybody, and thank you for calling. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you around. And we're going to have some great guests in March coming up, too. We're working on that for you right now. And the YouTube channel should be up, I'm hoping, the first week of March. So everybody, take care. Have a good night. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.